Hey everyone, it's your health bestie Barbara. If you caught our latest 4 episode, you know we kicked off a 5-part series on heart rate variability, or HRV. If you haven't listened yet, don't worry. You can still jump in now and get a powerful takeaway that you can use today. HRV is like your body's readiness score. A higher HRV usually means your body is adaptable, well-rested, and ready for activity. A lower HRV can mean your body's under stress or needs more recovery time. But here's today's quick tip. You can make small changes right now that will nudge your HRV in the right direction. One of the fastest, simplest ways to improve your HRV without buying new gear or overhauling your entire routine is consistent bedtime and wake-up times. Why is that? Your nervous system loves rhythm. When you go to bed and wake up at roughly the same time every day, even on weekends, you help regulate your body's internal clock. This reduces stress hormones, improves sleep quality, and often boosts HRV within days to weeks. It's not about perfection. If you usually go to bed at midnight and wake up at 7, try shifting that to 11:30 and 6:30. Over time, aim for a schedule that lets you get enough rest and keeps your sleep and wake times steady. In the 4 episode, we covered why HRV is considered a North Star health metric, how to find your baseline, and the lifestyle choices that influence it. If this tip sparked your curiosity, that episode is where you'll learn how HRV works, why it's unique to you, and how to track it over time. So your quick action for today: pick a bedtime and wake up time and stick to it. Your HRV and your energy will thank you. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. Thanks again for spending a few minutes with me.